The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, one more day out here in Vegas, and then hopefully we can get home before Stormageddon hits. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee. Not here. Tyler Scott producing today.
Where is Jong anyway?
He's in Colorado for a bachelor party. So, yeah, we're all in the land of legal weed. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Producer T. Scott, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Friday. Ordinarily, I'd say I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. Let's get ready to party.
But no one's going to have one, right?
No. Well, you know what? You can make the best of it, which is what I'm going to try to do if we get home. And our game plan is that we have a flight out tonight.
We're going to things have changed.
Yeah. Steven Usyk is going to join us next segment and tell us what the latest is. But, yeah, the plan is to get home tonight and then just hunker down, and like everybody else, man, we're just as distracted by this as you guys are, and it's not easy being out of town and seeing all these projections and knowing that if we don't get back tonight, it's going to be a while probably. So, hopefully we can do that, and I'm just gonna, like I said, hunker down, enjoy some beer, watch TV while I have it, keep up with everything, and you know, hopefully. The main thing is I want to be back in case somebody loses power and gets flooded out of their place and they need to stay with us. Or if it happens to us and we need to stay with somebody else. You know, it's just, I mean, the main thing is to, you know, be there to, and, you know, if there's so much that could go wrong with this thing. You just want to be around and be able to help if you can. And hopefully we'll get back. And I know you want to be with your family, and it's kind of a weird feeling, to be honest with you, sitting here thinking, well, let's just get the show over with and hope to God that we get on the plane and get home.
Yeah, it's not an ideal scenario for anybody, you know. And it's I don't know how many times since I've changed my flight around, I've been said, why are you going to the hurricane?
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't make much sense. But I talked to the people with the airline today, and they said that if I didn't get home tonight, chances are good it would be Tuesday night or Wednesday.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, that's a long time to be away from my family with while there's a hurricane going on. But it's also, I don't know how I'd do the show if I was stuck up here for 3 days. Like,
yeah,
it's just a lot of stuff. And, I mean, would I have loved to stay and watch the fight? Sure. That would have been great. But... you know, it happens. So I'll catch it on TV like the rest of it.
Yeah.
Of the peasants.
Exactly.
The peasants who are paying $100.
Yeah. We'll just be part of that. But no. And the thing is, yeah, I would love to stay too. But I just want to get home. And Southwest was really good about changing it yesterday.
Yep.
And so it may not work. I mean, a backup plan is maybe fly to Dallas and rent a car, which isn't ideal because we'll probably be going through flooded areas and storms trying to get back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's – hopefully that's won't happen. Hopefully we get home tonight. Everybody gets home before it starts getting bad. And then, you know, we just hunker down and hope for the best and try to keep people entertained on Twitter. Yeah, that's – I think that's That's my game plan.
All right.
713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. But, yeah, and we talked about this a lot yesterday, and I know this is the thing that's dominating everybody's thought process, so we're going to continue to talk about it. But the main thing is, you know, it looks like it could be really bad in some places, flooding-wise. Just be smart, man. Don't go out unless you have to. And I know a lot of people have to work, and then their jobs are making them go out and work. But, you know, if you don't have to, don't mess with it. Just stay in and let's get everybody home safe. I don't want a single blitzer drowning in this damn thing because they said, let's go to the bar. Because that's the kind of thing I would do.
Right.
So please don't. 713-780-ESPN. Mr. Irrigation said you should stay a day. That's a perfect excuse.
Honestly, if we had stayed and we had not been able to fly out until Wednesday, that would be a week in Vegas. And I don't know if anyone of you out there has ever done a full 7 days in Vegas.
Yeah.
But after about three, things start to blur a little bit.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're on like a bad trip. Like it's not great.
And let's not forget, we're going to be back here in like two weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. So plus it's just, you know, I don't know what it's going to do as far as us being able to do the show at home even. And if it gets really, really bad, we may not be able to do that. But I'd rather be there to, you know, if we can do the show, do it at home.
Yeah.
So, but it's, you know, listen, I love Vegas. I love that they brought us out here. This is one of those times where I wish I was home. Best hurricane beer choice. That's a good question. For me, I've got a couple of the Nigels. That's gonna be my beer choice.
I don't know what I'll get into. Depends if we lose power. If we lose power, I'm not gonna want to open the door to my beer fridge.
Right.
So I'm trying to keep it cold in there. But yeah, I don't know.
I've also got some of that 16-year-old Scotch that they brought us, and I've got two bottles of single barrel fired up. So I'm in pretty good shape. That should last me a week.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
In a worst case scenario, and hopefully the power isn't. You know, that's the one thing. A lengthy power outage sucks, and that happened after Ike to a lot of us. I know you weren't here then, but I was out of power for a week.
Oh,
and it was miserable. I mean, you couldn't do anything. And hopefully, yeah. Like I said, Steven will tell us a little more here next segment. But hopefully, that won't be a big issue. I mean, we're not going to be dealing with, you know, extended power outages.
Knock on wood, but the longest I've ever gone without power at the house that I'm at now is like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's, you know, it sticks around that.
Yeah, I think that's, you can live with that. Although the problem is when you get mass power outages like this, they have to prioritize, and, you know, some places they get to faster than others.
Right.
And hopefully, I think I'm in an area that gets it back pretty quickly. So we shall see. 713 says to tell you that some a-hole was using your headphones in the studio.
Oh, great. Well,
do we know who? Can you tell us who?
Yeah, Barry's highfalutin headphones. I guess the battery ran out on them, so found yours in a pinch.
Oh, you could have texted me and asked.
Yeah. Would that have been too much?
But hey, I mean, I've given up on us working in a professional workplace long ago. So people will continue to just do what they want with other people's things. No big deal. It's like isn't Barry one of the? No, Barry's not one of the people who complains about getting their food eaten out of the fridge, is he?
I don't think so. Oh, he is.
Somebody took his food once. Yeah.
Oh, interesting how that works. Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, hey, don't take people's food out of the fridge. Hey. Don't use people's equipment. Hey, things that shouldn't have to be said, but apparently do.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. That's a violation. That's why I carry mine with me at all times. I break a lot of them doing that. I have to buy new ones, but I don't have anybody stealing them. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. And I hope I can get home tonight to sleep on my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers because they're the best, man. They simply make the best mattresses, and they sell them to you directly there at the factory. And so you're saving 50% or more off of what you pay in a retail store. You might even be buying one of their mattresses. Well, how about this? They're going to take another 25% off of their Labor Day sale. How about that? 25% off their already low factory direct prices on the entire showroom. And the guys there and girls, they know everything about these mattresses because they make them. They're going to put you on the one that helps you sleep the best. You're going to save a bunch of money. You're going to be doing business with people who are great in the community and do all kinds of charitable work. I don't know why you think about going anywhere else. Labor Day sale, 25% off factory prices. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. They're at 4619 Navigation off the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. They love the Blitzers. They love everybody who listens to ESPN 97.5. That's Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. To the fiend, now dance, good chance, man, he never had a chance, and I believe in you, it was really only you, we never seen the way, take it today. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we're going to go ahead and get some questions answered about this storm from the weather genius from HoustonSportsAndStuff.com, Stephen Usyk. Stephen, the first question I have, I think, is the number one thing on everybody's mind, the most important thing. Will AJ and I be able to fly in tonight?
I think you should be able to. It might be a little bumpy at times when you get a little closer, but I haven't heard of them shutting down the airport yet. It's been rainy all day, kind of off and on. These bands kind of rotate through, but I would think you should be able to get in tonight.
So it was probably a good idea to move our flights up because I think it's going to be worse over the weekend, right? Is that kind of the projection?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think tonight into tomorrow morning is probably going to be calm is a relative term, but as calm as it's going to be. For the next few days. I think the main event for us in Houston is probably going to hold off until tomorrow afternoon, evening. And then that's when the show gets going, I guess. It's a sobering kind of experience to watch kind of unfold. Usually I'm pretty geeked and excited about storms and hurricanes, but I will admit I'm definitely nervous like everybody else.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. I always kind of make fun of these things because they're overhyped, but this one, and it seems like the ones that form right off the Yucatan are always the ones that are the most dangerous, but the fact that it's got a chance to stall or maybe move back into the Gulf and strengthen again, that's pretty scary. I mean, what are the odds that actually happens? If you were putting odds on it, what would you put?
From when I wrote that post this morning, I would say the odds have maybe gone down a little bit, which is a bit of good news, which has been in short supply regarding this storm lately. The past few computer model runs from about 6 hours ago don't push it back in the ocean. They keep it close. One of them keeps it down, kind of around southwest of here, between here and Corpus, where it just kind of spins out and dies there, but, not until Thursday. And it just keeps pumping rain in here, but it doesn't bounce back over the Gulf and re-strengthen. And then one of the other models, which is the European model, which is a very good one, despite what people may think. it was also pushing it back out in the water and strengthening it, but the last run that came through on that one about 2-3 hours ago keeps it inland, pushes it up in between Houston and College Station around Thursday. So we could potentially be dealing with this thing until at least Thursday. But the good news is right now they've backed off it going back in the water and becoming, you know, re-strengthening. They could go back the other way, but it's a good bit of news to kind of hold on to right now.
At this point, is the flooding more of a concern than the winds, or vice versa?
Absolutely. No, the flooding is absolutely more a concern. The only, you know, this morning when I saw what came in overnight, I became a little bit more concerned with the wind, not because I thought we were going to get, you know, hurricane force winds here in Houston, but just because it looked like we would have a longer duration of, you know, tropical storm force winds, 30, 40 mile an hour just for days on end, which, you know, eventually will knock branches off, which get power lines and, you know, knock out power. That's kind of backed off a little bit since it stayed inland, or these past few runs have kept it inland. I'm back to thinking the wind won't be a huge issue. There will be, you know, strong gusts of wind, as, you know, storms come through. But it's not going to be a, you know, wind howling at 50 miles an hour for 4 days straight.
What's the threat for tornadoes, and what area of the city would be under the biggest threat there?
So we've actually already had a couple of tornado warnings today, more along the coast. I don't know if they were actually caused damage. I haven't seen anything on that. Sometimes they'll issue them based on what they see on radar. That doesn't necessarily mean they touch the ground, but it looks well enough on radar that they want to put out the warning. So as far as tornadoes go, they typically happen on what's called the dirty side of the storm, which is the northeast quadrant, which is where we're going to be sitting for a number of days. Now, I think the threat of tornadoes is probably highest while the storm is strongest, which is probably, you know, the bands that come through, you know, tonight, tomorrow, you know, into maybe tomorrow night. And I think as the storm kind of weakens, that wind flow in off of the Gulf kind of slows down. It doesn't stop the moisture and the rain, but it stops the swirling wind coming in.
Jason on Twitter asks, is the flooding going to be worse in this than it was in Ike?
Probably. Than Ike? Probably. I don't think there was, you know, that much flooding in Ike that I'm aware of.
That was more wind damage, right?
Yeah, and I actually missed that one. I was actually in Austin at UT, and so this will be my first kind of go-around, really, as it was with a hurricane this close in my almost 30 years in Houston.
Well, I hope you enjoy yourself with this, but it's
pretty nerve-wracking. So normally from afar I kind of geek out, but now that I'm in it, it's like, I don't know.
And you'll keep things updated on the website, right, so people can
absolutely
jump on.
He's not going to have the internet. He's going to be drowning.
I just hope you're right about us being able to get home tonight, and then after that, you can be wrong about the other stuff. That would be fine.
Yeah, as long as you're home, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's Stephen Usyk. He's a weather geek and a damn good one, and he's writing stuff for sportsofstuff.com, so keep up with it there, and he'll keep updating things as they change. But, Stephen, appreciate the time, man, and hopefully we'll be seeing you soon.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good rest of your show.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I don't mind a little turbulence if it gets me home.
Not at all.
And I don't care how bad it is. It'll never be as bad as that damn Super Bowl flight to New Orleans where we landed in a cold front. And I honestly thought I was going to die. And that was early in the morning, so I didn't have anything to drink. I'll be feeling fine.
You'll be imbibing on the flight
home
tonight.
By the time we land, I'll feel fine.
Okay.
I'm not going to worry about it. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. And you can also hit us up on Twitter.
Hey, Tyler, how's our signal with the weather there?
Apparently 1560's transmitter out in Katy got struck by lightning. 97.5 sounds good, though.
Okay. Good. Yeah. That's Does it, so 1560 saw a listener decrease of what, one?
Something like that. No, but it's back up apparently now, so I think.
Okay. Thank God. Yeah. Thank God, we're full power. For that guy. Okay. All right, guys, you've been waiting since February for football. I know I have. It's finally upon us, and there's no better way to get close to the game than with DraftKings one-week fantasy football. To celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest. It's totally free to enter, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. With DraftKings, there's many ways to get into the action. You choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. They've got beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of your similar skill level, and you get to draft a new team every week. So if your running back snaps his leg, it's not your problem anymore. You just draft a new one next week. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free week one contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And don't forget, if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. It's promo code Houston to play for your shot to win $1 billion in week one. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you give it a try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Live from Las Vegas, getting ready for McGregor Mayweather, or Mayweather McGregor, however you want to do it. I'm more Mayweather McGregor because that's how the signs are, and that's what I bet on. I think
contractually that's what it's called.
Yeah,
usually boxing does that. There's haggling over who's the A side.
Well, it was interesting this morning.
Weird that the guy who's 49-0 would be the A side, as opposed to the debuter who's the B side.
Yeah. Exactly. That's just strange. I can't
Who
believe
saw that coming?
But this morning, the hotel was just full of people coming in, and this is where the Conor McGregor crowd is coming in.
Oh, yes. There was a lot of Irish eyes around the hotel this morning.
Yeah. Already drunk, I might
add. Oh, they were.
At 9 in the morning. And, I wonder how many fights are going to happen this weekend outside the ring.
Several.
Yeah. I think it could reach triple digits in this general area of where the fight is.
So a lot was made during the press tours of Conor McGregor's perceived, how do I put it, maybe carelessness with the English language when it's in regards to talking to black people.
Yeah.
Like, calling black guys boy is usually frowned upon. Referring to them as monkeys, usually frowned upon.
I would say that's a negative.
Of course, when Conor did this, I mean, let's face it, Conor's Americanized. You know, he knows what he's doing. But you can do some research on countries with most racial tension. Ireland's right at the top, and Irishmen are they like to drink, at least the ones out here that we've seen do, and they say what's on their mind, and sometimes that could be taken the wrong way by someone who's not Irish and maybe not white. And my guess is there are multiple altercations.
Yeah.
I'm
not saying all Irish people are racist.
No, no.
But I am saying a lot of them are.
But a lot of, well, let's just say a lot of Connor fans not only like to just, not. I mean, I have no problem with people who like to drink.
Right.
But there are a lot of guys who like to drink who are likes to fight guys.
Yes.
And will have no problem trying to stir
stuff up. It's a bad combination.
Yeah, and I think especially when their guy gets spanked around, they're going to be in a sour mood tomorrow night. So I'm gonna set the over-under, and we'll just say in the MGM properties around where the fight is, I'm going to say 87 will be the number.
Okay. Sounds fair.
So we shall see. We had Jay Rude on yesterday, and he was talking about how they were going to wire a guy had already bet 250 grand and was trying to wire another 750. So he did.
Yeah.
First $1 million
First $1 million bet.
And that's at minus 550 was the number he got. I got to say, it's a pretty good bet.
I feel that way too. But, I mean, minus 550 you said?
Yeah.
So he's going to bring back, I guess he'll bring back a little under 200,000.
Yeah.
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 I mean, 200K is nothing to sneeze at.
No, no. But it's almost, well, I think it's easy money. It's just, it's not great money. It's almost not worth it to risk $1 million, in my opinion.
That's kind of where I'm at, you know.
This may be somebody who $1 million is like a grand to us.
Right. But that said, that's the number for $1,000 is the same as the number for $1 million. You're getting the same return. I mean, so if it's worth it for us to risk $1,000 to win back, a little under 200, then it's worth it for him. But everybody's got their own. And honestly, it does seem like easy money.
It does.
But $1 million is a lot to put on the table.
Yeah, but I do think that's pretty cool that we actually got to talk about that yesterday before it became a news story.
Yeah.
When he was on. But it says he net $240,000.
Oh, okay.
That's William Hill's reported a $1.2 million bet at minus 500. So he'll make $240,000.
Okay.
So, and it also says both MGM and William Hill reported taking in bets in the range of $300,000 on Thursday as well, which he also talked about.
All on Floyd?
Yeah, yeah. Mayweather's now moved back to minus 600 at multiple books. And there are bets on McGregor, but a $50,000 bet on McGregor at plus 450 would net you $225,000.
Yeah.
So average size of bet on Mayweather, according to Westgate, was $8,000. The average size of a bet on McGregor, $212.
That's usually the case.
Yeah.
I mean, when you've got a big underdog, you don't have to put down $1 million to get paid.
Right. So basically, if you're betting McGregor, you're making the same money for a hell of a lot less.
Yeah.
But you're not making the money, in my opinion. 713-780-ESPN-281 says he'll take the over on altercations.
Okay. Over 87?
Yeah. Now, I guess we should quantify this if we're going to put action on it. What if it's an altercation doesn't necessarily have to be one-on-one.
It could be talking about like a turf war?
Well, it could be like five guys being a-holes, and they start a fight with five other guys.
Okay.
That will count as one altercation.
Yes.
Because technically, that shouldn't count as five.
No.
Now, because a fight may start one-on-one, then two or three others jump in. So, yeah, I think that's a good number. I feel good about that number.
All right.
Both sides minus 110. How's that?
It seems fair.
All right. So, guys, feel free to dive in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And
we've got a special treat for the people in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we do.
It's not very long.
That's what she said.
But it's like, I don't know, four and a half minutes, 5 minutes.
Yeah, you got to talk to a guy I consider a legend. And I think most people would.
Yeah.
And we talked about it a little bit yesterday, so you'll need to tune in at 5 o'clock to find out who and what he had to say. Didn't have a lot of time with him, but
yay.
It worked out.
Yes.
So.
And in fact, not only did I get to talk to him, I believe I was the only sports station to get to talk to him.
That's pretty cool.
Because here's the deal. On Radio Row this week, there are a handful of sports stations, a handful of Hispanic stations, and a handful of hip-hop stations.
Yeah.
And he was doing mostly the hip-hop stations.
Which makes sense.
It does. But me being a white sports guy, I was able to work my way in there.
That's fairly impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to hearing it. But, yeah, pretty big star. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. You were going to bet on the Nationals last night.
We couldn't get over to the casino in time. You know I don't like to bet baseball, but I was thinking, you know what? I'm here. It'd be fun to just have a ticket in hand. And ends up going extra innings. It was a good pitching matchup, as you predicted. Strasburg was awesome.
Yeah.
But the Astros were able to get to the bullpen late, goes to extra innings. The Nationals still win. So I was still frustrated at the end that we didn't get over there fast enough. But, yeah, the bigger issue is what's going on with Jose Altuve.
Yeah. Which that is a real concern. And especially – you know, they've kind of, during this stretch where they've been pretty mediocre, the injuries have been a big part of it. You know, you've lost Correa, Gattis. I mean, guys who, Correa is a big contributor. Springer was out for a while. I mean, you're kind of big three. You know, you need those guys healthy for the playoffs. But some of the other pieces that you've lost, it starts adding up. And if Altuve is going to be out for any extended time, that's a real concern. And also does a lot of damage to his MVP candidacy. So, apparently, it was neck soreness. And
was it from this at bat where Jose Altuve's bat or his back may have broken being fooled by a curveball?
Yeah, it may have been. But yeah,
Strasburg was dealing.
Man,
8 of the 10 highest spin curves that Statcast has ever tracked from Strasburg were thrown last night.
Jeez.
So his curveball, spinny, was looking good. Hey, speaking of Altuve, I saw a number today, and I talked to you about this yesterday off the air, and I said, well, maybe we'll save it for when we get back to Houston, but I'll just throw it out there now. I said to you, I think Jose Altuve is a better baseball player already than Craig Biggio. And
I did not disagree with you.
You didn't, and it's high praise because Craig Biggio is a Hall of Famer, but Craig Biggio over his entire – I've said for a long time, I don't think Craig Biggio should be in the Hall of Fame. I think Craig Biggio was a really good player who just played for a really long time. It was almost offensive to me that he got in before Jeff Bagwell because Jeff Bagwell was a great player. I mean, he was at one point one of the best players in the league. Craig Biggio was never one of the best players in the league. He was never like a – in the conversation is like the two or three best guys in baseball.
He was never the best player on his team either.
No. Jose Altuve – is in the conversation for best player in baseball. And I saw this stat through 952 games.
Fairly random number.
It is a very
random. Well, I guess that's how many he's played, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jose Altuve has 1,219 hits. Derek Jeter had 1,218. Hank Aaron had 1,206. Tris Speaker had 1,185. Pete Rose had 1,161.
Wow.
That's, I mean, these are the things that, well, this is why I say he's a better player than Craig Biggio. I think Craig Biggio had one year where he had 200 hits. Altuve's done it three times now. I mean, this is a, I don't, maybe we're underappreciating how lucky we are.
Well, I think we are.
That Jose Altuve plays for the Astros.
It kind of goes back to that thing I was talking about yesterday, that when you look at the stats that this guy has put up and where he is right, even this season, and when you think about it, he's been consistently this good now for a long time. Yeah, I think he is a better player, I'm not even sure I could make a quality case for Biggio over him other than he played longer and got to 3,000 hits.
That's it. He just played. He played for a long time. If Jose Altuve, I mean, obviously continuing at this pace is unheard of, but if he plays as long as Craig Biggio did and stays remotely on pace with what he's done, I mean, he blows Biggio's numbers out of the water.
Yeah, and I don't know why I wouldn't. And this was Biggio's best year you're referring to, 98.
How many hits?
210 hits. He had 51 doubles that year, 20 homers, 88 RBI, stole 50 bases, which was also a career high, and hit 325.
Okay.
And that was the best year of his career.
And that's not better than this year for Jose Altuve.
No. No. The stolen base number is pretty high, but Jose's going to wind up with a bunch of steals too.
Yeah.
And he's going to hit better than 325, and I think his numbers across the board will be better with the exception of the doubles.
Yeah, because he's at 29 stolen bases now.
Yeah. He's going to wind up with 35 or 40, I'm sure.
How many doubles did you say?
51. That was.
He's at 35 now. But he's got. Yeah, I think that he. I mean, he's got 19 home runs. You said Biggio had 20 that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's going to top that.
Yeah.
If he's not out for a while.
Yeah. But he's hitting 357.
Yeah. And again, that was Biggio's best year of his career.
He hit what?
325. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Nothing to sneeze at, but it'd be the fourth best year in Jose Altuve's career.
Yeah. That ought to tell you something.
Yeah, this will be, assuming he gets 27 more hits this season, which, again, if he's healthy, I think it's safe to assume.
Yeah.
If he gets 27 more hits, that'll be four consecutive years with 200-plus hits. Craig Biggio got 200 hits once in his career.
Tell the people about Allied Outdoor Solutions.
I will, guys. Listen, after this hurricane's done and you may have to do some repairs to the back patio or the driveway, give the guys at Allied Outdoor Solutions a call to help you out. They can help you out with some carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone over your existing surface, and it'll cost you way less than tearing everything out and starting over. Excuse me. It's trial hand carved, custom colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, they'll build it from the ground up. If you want a functional concrete patio, they'll do that. You want to go big boy, you want an outdoor kitchen and a patio cover, they'll do that too. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money as well. 0% financing for up to 18 months. Guys, save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out online, AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Hey, guys, Mayweather and McGregor this weekend. We're obviously here to talk about it. Hey, if you want to bet on it, I'm going to tell you where you can go. MyBookie. And MyBookie is an industry-leading website, the best place for you to cash in on all the hooks, jabs, and knockouts. And, hey, yesterday, told you to bet the over in Winnipeg, Montreal. Did it on MyBookie. Boom. You can do it, too. You can bet the fight. You want to join all these guys putting all the money on it? Hey, they got you covered. Fast and easy. They're focused on providing you a unique, personalized, and stress-free gaming experience. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. So, first time, say you put $200 on there, 100% bonus. How about that? No hassle payouts, no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Anytime I've had an issue, I've been able to call them and they've worked it out for me. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. That's promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. And promise to keep you guys up with storm stuff as it happens. Tornado warning right now for Galveston, Tiki Island, Bayou Vista, Lamar, Hitchcock. So if you're in that area, make sure you're inside and someplace safe and away from windows. It's supposed to last until 3:15 Central. So, okay, so that's an old. Never mind.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Disregard.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a tornado that went through there. Jeez. So you're safe. But
no one died.
I
wouldn't
think
say
so.
You're safe. Cause
well, maybe. No, you're fine. But Stephen told us about that one.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was fine. I saw 3:15, and I thought, okay, that's now because I'm on Vegas time. That's a fumble on my part.
That's all right.
It's
difficult to manage.
That should not screw me up as much as we're out here.
Time zones are difficult for you.
They are. I don't conceive them. I'm looking at my computer and see 2:53, and it just throws me off. And so I saw 3:15 on that, and it's like, oh, okay. Wait a minute. Duh. See, I used to have it set up where my computer had the actual time back home. But I don't want to do that because then it involves messing with it.
Right.
So now I don't have that anymore, and I'm more confused than ever. 713-780-ESPN. Oh, awesome. I just got an email.
And?
Something I bought.
Yes.
That I hope to wear Monday, assuming we're not all dead and we're back in studio.
Yes.
Has shipped.
All right.
I don't know if it's going to get there.
It's going to get lost in the flood.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll deliver it by boat. But it's something I'm very excited about. I made a dumb impulse buy last night, too, when we were wandering around. Actually, it's a cool shirt. I was going to buy.
You got suckered into a shop off the.
I did. I looked up. I saw this Game of Thrones stuff, and there was this baseball jersey that had Stark on it and said, "Winter is coming," and I'm like, I gotta have that.
And you got it.
Yeah, I didn't need it.
No.
And they had a Targaryen one too, but I didn't like the color because this had that kind of gray and black. So yeah, impulse buy. Just happened to be walking by. Well, it's almost free money because the reason we were up there in the first place was so I could buy another Golden Knights hat.
Yeah.
Which I had bought one, and when I was in Canada wearing it. The woman who owned the bar up there said her husband was a huge Golden Knights fan and would I sell it, so I sold it for four times what I paid for it, plus a free drink tab that night, which was a lot more than that.
They haven't played a single game, but he's a huge fan.
Yeah, well, they watch the expansion draft. For some reason, they're all excited about Vegas. And they live in Saskatchewan, for God's sakes. But I sold the hat. Figured next time I'm here, I'll go buy another one. So I was telling you, hey, I just want to go buy another Golden Knights hat. So I got the exact same hat again, $27. So I kind of feel like the extra money I got from that
could go towards your Stark shirt.
Goes toward my Stark shirt. Fair That's enough. How I'm justifying it.
Fair enough.
I don't do a lot of impulse buying, but when it comes to Game of Thrones stuff, yeah, I'm kind of a dork. Like I'll
a sucker.
Yeah,
you're their target.
Yeah,
like you're a mark.
My order that's shipping is a badass Night King shirt.
Yeah,
I mean I'm a dork. I admit it.
Hey, if you wanted something to kind of fly under the radar, wouldn't during the McGregor-Mayweather fight be a pretty good time to do something?
Yeah. Such as?
Such as marry a man who's got a history of domestic violence.
Okay.
That's what Ronda Rousey's going to do.
Ah.
She's going to marry Travis Brown during the fight. They'll be in Hawaii. So that's why she won't be in town for the fight. She's getting married during the McGregor fight.
That's very strange.
Dana said he was invited to the wedding, but obviously won't be able to attend. And Ronda had previously announced on Kelly and Ryan that the wedding will be in Hawaii. So Dana says Dana's still holding on to that Ronda's not retired, but
yeah.
You heard it here first. Ronda's not fighting anymore.
Well, unless her husband gets into it with her.
Yes.
There is that possibility.
In the cage.
Well, no, I'm not talking in the cage.
Oh, that, well, yeah. Yeah. Okay. That could happen.
Although, if I were a domestic abuser, that's one lady I would not mess with.
No?
Her, Cyborg.
No. Although, Travis Brown's also a trained fighter.
He is.
His chin, similar issues as Rousey's lately.
Ah.
So maybe a close match, but he's a lot bigger.
Yeah.
So much. She's a much better grappler, though, so it could be a close match.
So
could be a close match.
Remember yesterday I bet that over on the CFL game, and yeah, I showed you the score at halftime.
Struggling at halftime.
And I'm like, what did I say? They both score a bunch of points in the second half?
And they did?
Yeah, 34-31 final.
Nice.
So it was 10-10 at the half, and I was sweating it a little bit. But it had to go overtime. But, yeah, so that was my one sports bet that I made while I was here.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. And if you've tried to shop for electricity rates lately, you know it sucks. It's awful. Tri-Eagle, they're trying to make that better for you. Signing up is simple and fast. There's no hidden fees, no interruption in service. Take advantage of the new low 12-month rate locked in at 8.1 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. When you get home, compare that offer to your last bill. In fact, if your usage is 2,000 kilowatt hours a month, which is about average for these hot Texas summers, your total bill should be around 170. If you're paying anything more than that in the summer, you need to switch now. 877-93-EAGLE or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Remember to use promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.